Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show. Your host for tonight is Henrietta in Chicago and
Jill Van Leest in Atlanta.
In Atlanta. So Jill's a new voice that you're hearing. She's one of our newest talk show hosts. So welcome to you, Jill. And welcome, just welcome. We're doing part two of a spiritual garden, of our spiritual garden, and we would like for everyone to still call in and share your summit experience in Baltimore. And we're going to continue. We had such good reviews from last week about the garden, the spiritual garden, that we thought we'd do a part two. Okay. And so as we start every week with the declaration of the International Black Summit, we will do that now.
We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Atlanta, Georgia, September 12th, 2010.
Chicago, Illinois, September 12th, 2010. And we have Glenn from Queens, New York in the chat room. And we have Jerry from Brooklyn, New York in the oxygen room. And somewhere, our other two hosts, one is in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, that's Clara, and Chitesa is in Okinawa, Japan. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. And that's the way we start. That's the way we begin. We always present the declaration of the International Black Summit. We invite you to go to our website, blacksummit.org. And on the website, you will be able to print out a copy, read a copy, whatever you choose to do of our declaration. And for those of you who are not familiar with the International Black Summit, everything is there, the vision, the purpose, and all of the upcoming events that we have. We are a wonderful group of people of African descent from all over the world who come together annually to clear ourselves so that we can be greater contributions in our community, in our lives, in our world. And so we invite you to join us at any of our events, as well as our annual event that we have every year. And please visit our website at blacksummit.org and just see where you fit into that declaration. I guarantee you it will grab you, take a hold of you, and you will never be the same. We are a group of volunteers. Everything that we do is volunteer. And because we are volunteer, this talk show is our way of continuing what we do at the annual event. So every Sunday, there's an opportunity for you to either continue the conversation that you had at the annual event or begin. For some people, it's the beginning of the conversation. And so it doesn't matter. Wherever you sit, we welcome you and we love you and we bless you and appreciate your contribution to the International Black Summit. The talk show is looking to go premium, and many people who are listening now over the Internet will try to call in tonight, and you might not be able to call in. Our call-in number is 646-716-9827. If you cannot call in, just try again a little bit later because our lines do fill up. And as we evolve and expand, we must become premium with Blog Talk Radio. And being premium means that there's a fee for us to pay. So we invite you to donate as much as you like to our becoming premium on Blog Talk Radio. And if you go to our website, blacksummit.org, you will find out the information on how to contribute to our becoming a premium station, a talk show. Once again, our host that you will talk to throughout tonight, as well as in the oxygen room, Jerry, you'll find in the oxygen room. Glenn is in the chat room. Takesha is in Japan, and Clara is in New Jersey. And so you might just hear from any of them, as well as Gil and myself, who are your hosts for tonight. And so we invite you again just to call in and share whatever is on your heart or on your mind as to what you received by attending the International Black Summit this year in Baltimore.
Has arrived.
Okay, one of the other things I would just like to share with you before we get started is that in the month of October, the weekend of the 8th, there will be a prerequisite, and people have been calling and asking us about that. There's a prerequisite scheduled for that weekend in Baltimore. There's also a leadership meeting, facilitator body meeting all that weekend, and so we invite you to join us once again in Baltimore the weekend of October 8th, 2010. And you can get to meet your talk show host and your facilitators that you may hear from time to time in person in Baltimore. So that being said, let's talk a little bit about last week, Jill. You know, last week Glenn hosted a show with us about an organic garden. And it was just great, you know, such a great show. So can you give us just a little review for people who might not have been on last week of what that show was about?
Sure. We had Glenn, as Henrietta stated, was the host, and we had two guest speakers. We had Sheila, who was a organic gardener in Willetta. I believe she was considered a master gardener. Okay. And we started talking about the importance of just eating healthy and creating your own garden and being organic, and the difference between organic and non-organic, all the way from you know creating your own mulch. So when we started talking about organic gardening and what we're putting inside our bodies, it shifted, and we started talking about our spiritual and our own organic gardening within ourselves. And one piece that really kind of stuck out was when we started discussing the garden and creating the mulch and the importance of having healthy food. We talked about just giving the garden time to grow and giving it space, and simply allowing it to rest during the winter and changing it. And that's kind of like what we do with our spirituality. We need to be still. We need to be still and go within and kind of regroup and regenerate ourselves spiritually and inward. So the conversation was great. We were not only talking about the garden on the outside, but we were talking about the garden within, and then the whole concept of there is no out there came out of the conversation. So it was really good. And our Sheila, Glenn, and Willetta, they really shared a lot of great information.
Yeah, it was wonderful. It was really wonderful. And, you know, when we thought about having a part two, we actually thought about what took place at the International Black Summit event this summer. You know, it's always every year, it's always the first weekend in August, as it will be next year. And when we thought about, you know, Jill and I were talking about this earlier today, was that really what occurred in Baltimore was we prepared our spiritual guidance. Mm-hmm. We weed out the things that we no longer need, or actually our thoughts and our feelings that have become weeds in our consciousness, right?
Mm-hmm.
And,
that's right.
You know, we realized what those things were, and then we were able to, like, kind of bring them to the surface. And you know how some things you can just pull up, you could easily just pull up some weeds, pull up and toss them. And then there are other ones that you have to dig a little deeper and get the root, you know, kind of get that out. But we did all of that in Baltimore. And it was wonderful. You know, it was wonderful. You know, Jill and I were talking about how charged we were when we came out. And it was because, you know, we were clean. We were clean. You know, we kind of felt like we had done a cleanse or something. And then, you know, like after you weed it out, you have to kind of put that good soil or the truth, you know, what it is that you want to do and what you want to be for the next 12 months down in there, and, you know, so that it doesn't fill back up with weeds. So that's what we've been doing, and it's been wonderful, hasn't it, Jill?
It has been great, and like you said, maintaining the truth, it truly is, you know, you want to stay in touch and in tune with yourself and with your inner being, and in order to maintain that truth, I mean, it takes work. You can't just kind of, you know, go into the summit and then come out with this natural high and then just not be in the conversation anymore. And it goes back to our declaration for the year, which is being with what is. And you know, and being with what is. This was my definition, and what I took away from that was be with the love. Mentioned in last week's show, be with the love, the chaos, the sadness, the happiness that is occurring in your life, and simply be with it, so that you can provide access to your inner self and manifest the possibilities that you have within. And for me, that kind of that resonated as far as being still with myself and just being comfortable and learning more about myself and why I'm feeling this way and just going through the motions.
Yeah. You know, I've experienced it this week in an interesting way, you know, being with what is, which is our declaration for the year. We always leave the annual event with either a question or a declaration. And this year it was a declaration, be with what is. And, you know, I've been experiencing this in a way that that's different, you know. I mean, it's taken on a new meaning for me, you know. Like when people don't appear to agree with what I'm saying, and you know, there's that feeling of, okay, do I need to explain myself again? And you explain my, you know, and I'll do that. I'll explain myself again, and they still don't agree. Mm-hmm. And so then it's like, okay, am I speaking another language?
Right.
Or, you know, or whatever. And in being with what is, and being with what is, I'm getting, it doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter. Whereas before, you know, that would drive me nuts. And I keep trying to explain and keep trying to explain. And now it's like, be with what is. Be with that they don't get it.
That's
and
right.
It's okay. Or
and
be with it, they don't agree with it. Okay?
Right.
But don't get mad about it. Don't be sad about it. Don't run from it. You know, be with
right.
it.
Because you can't control
it. Right. But the beauty of what I love about the technique that we're doing is that it gives you so much access to being with someone else and who they are. And
right.
you really get to see, you know, you get to see how you are exactly like that. You know, that's what I got to see, how I can be like that when it comes to certain things, or how I can be, or how it's okay that they're that way and I'm this way. And
right.
it appears to be different, but then when I look and look and look, it's really all the same.
It's all the same.
You know, yeah. So what have your experiences been, or at least one of them, maybe that you would like to share, Jill?
Yeah. It's funny. It's kind of as far as the whole concept of it, just accepting a person for who they are, accepting a person for what they stand for in the moment, and not kind of similar to yours, really. And this is pretty much in my workplace, and just not being so uptight. If an idea of mine does not come across, or if I'm not agreeing with someone, whether it's at work or not at work, or if they're not agreeing with me, just having the understanding that it is okay. Like my mindset is, it is okay, I'm okay, and keep it moving. And before, when I was younger, they would call me a worry wart. I was always worrying about this person and worrying about what that person thought. And I just worried all the time. And this declaration that it's freeing me of that. And it still works. You know, it's not like it just happens, you know, it's going to happen overnight. It still works. But just being free and knowing who I am as an individual, and who the next person is as an individual, and like you said, accepting that, and just the fact of not having control. I, you know, a lot of us, including myself, we feel like we want control over a situation, and that's just not going to happen. So just letting go of that idea of seeking or wanting control, it's freeing, because it's just not going to happen, and I realize that.
Yeah, that's great. That's really great. In a moment, we're going to check in the chat room and check in the oxygen room. But before we do that, let me just once again invite you to go to our website, blacksummit.org, and take a look at the declaration, take a look at the purpose of the International Black Summit, as well as see the events, the upcoming events that are going on, and, you know, just anything. If you want to email us or, you know, donate to the talk show becoming a premium so that we have access to more individual calls, as well as some other things that are provided through premium, just take a look at all of the links. Okay? So let's check in with Jerry in the oxygen room.
Yes.
How are you?
How you feel? Does anybody want to make a comment? I guess they haven't nobody come yet. I'm back at you, Jill and Henrietta.
Okay, thank you. And Glenn, what about you? Anybody in the chat room who might want to?
No, the chat room's pretty quiet right now for the moment, and and the switchboard. We actually have a couple of open slots, so if people want to call in, 646-716-9827, we've got a couple lines that are open, so feel free to call up and press 1 to raise your hand, and you'll be recognized and brought on the air. Back to you.
Great. You know, Gio, I was thinking about something you said earlier about creating your own mulch, you know.
Yeah.
And we got a good understanding of what that was. It's really food, you know. It's really food for the garden that's made from the garden, you know.
That's
made from things that, yeah. And, you know, when I think about that, and we're dealing with our spiritual gardens, so let's see how we would create our own mulch, you know,
right,
from what, you know, like from the so-called garbage or the things that we don't want to deal with anymore. You know, those irritations or those things that bother us, but how, you know, how we could take that and break it up, you know, take a good look at it,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, break it up.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and turn it around so that, you know, if I'm looking at you and you're not agreeing with me, I get to see myself in you, you know.
That's right.
And so rather than it being a negative, it can really be food for me to look at you and say, okay, Henrietta, where do you act like that? Because in order for me to see it, it has to be within me. So we actually are creating our own mulch when we do the work. But the work is asking ourselves those questions, you know, those and listening for the answers, you know.
That's right.
And so, you know, I was thinking as you talked about creating this mulch, our own mulch, and we can really do that so that it feeds us, so that some of the things that we quote unquote choose to suffer through, we don't have to continue to suffer through those things.
Exactly.
Know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like you said, as far as when you're physically preparing the mulch, you're sifting through it. You're just making sure that it's the good stuff. And
mm-hmm.
when you're sifting through it and you're just making sure that it's the leaves and you're getting rid of the weeds and just making the mixture of your mulch, you're preparing the garden, and in a sense, you're preparing your consciousness. So you are, like, really getting rid of all the negative energy, the negative thoughts, and it is work. You know, in a garden, you're physically doing work. You're doing labor, and that's the same when it comes to your spiritual garden. It's work, and it's a practice, a habit, and you have to continue to work at it. In order to see the growth within yourself. And like at the summit, when you said asking yourself those questions, it's those hard questions too, because you have to peel back, will they say peel the onion?
Yeah, those layers. Mm-hmm.
Those layers. Peel back those layers and really, you know, learn that there's so much to learn about yourself. I know at the summit I learned so much about me by just talking it through and getting my own answers from myself. It was just an experience that I've never experienced before. And I just, I've always been on this path of spirituality within myself. I just feel like the International Black Summit just kind of just reawakened me. It did something, just provide a different shift, a type of energy that got me excited all over again.
Yeah. That's why I love that annual event, because it is like some kind of vitamin something shot, you know, and it just
a B12.
B12, that's the one. And it just, oh my God, I am a conference going sister. Every conference I can find about transformation, about God, about this, about that, I am there. But there is nothing in the universe like the International Black Summit. And
mm-hmm.
it just refuels me, you know. It just peps you up. and now that the talk show, you know, now that we have this weekly talk show, I can't get away from it. You know, before the talk show, you know, it was like a year, so I could fake it, you know, for I'd be, you know, real excited for a couple of months, and then November, I was back to my old antics, you know. But now that we have the talk show, I have to be accountable. You know, I have to be responsible. And in order for me to host, I have to be clear in who I am. And so I love this because it does so much for me as an individual, you know.
That's right. It definitely, for me, being, you know, just introduced to the International Black Summit and going to the prerequisite this year, and then just being part of the radio show, it just keeps you in the conversation, and that's what helps me, just the friends that I have made, and just the people that I talk to on a weekly basis, and then, of course, the radio show. It puts it right in the forefront of my mind, and I just love it. Like I told someone, I am just like I'm in love with the International Black Summit. It has really to me. I'm saying in conversations, I just every time you know a person speaks, it's like you're just learning, and then you see how that concept or that idea or that thought, how is that a part of me, and how do I see things, and are we seeing things the same way? It just kind of just opened up just a whole other layer for me.
Yeah. And it's you know, I'm thinking about this garden again, a spiritual garden. You know, I have this flower box, window box rather, that I have these plants in, and I'm noticing that certain plants don't like to be with certain plants.
Right.
And I'm, you know, and it's like blowing me away. But when I, you know, when I took this one plant who was just not doing, it was doing something different. I can't tell you what it is. I don't really know that much about them. But I know something just told me to take it out and put it in a pot of its own.
Right.
And when I took that one plant out and put it in a pot of its own, it just shook. It just started growing or whatever. So later on, I put different, you know, cuttings because I like to collect plants from my friends. So you know, how you put them in water and they root and then you put them in the dirt after they, you know. And now I see these plants like to be with each other. And, like, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. Like, your spiritual garden is like that, you know. As we grow spiritually, the universe gives us those people that will help us grow, you know, as individuals. You know, like you're here now, you know. So I know that you're going to help us grow as a team. Jerry, you know, Jerry stepped in last year. He helped us grow as a team. You know, the year before it was either myself or Chakasha. And so the universe is always providing us spiritually with those people of like consciousness so that we can grow through life together. We can, you know, we can work things out. We can get triggered, you know. And these people who are in our space, like the talk show host I'm talking about now, you can get triggered all you want. And they're going to support you. They're not going to leave you. They're going to support you, and that's the way the groups are in the International Black Summit. And the universe chooses the groups, okay? Mm. And you get with these groups, and you work it out, you know, during that weekend. It is amazing to watch, you know, that dynamic, you know. And the other dynamic I really, really love in the International Black Summit is the prerequisite. Oh,
yes.
God. That room.
That is just amazing.
That is the room. And, you know, prerequisite. I've never been one with prerequisite because that always meant that you had to take a class before you took another class. And I always wanted just to go to the class. Why do I have to, you know, I don't need to be prepared. I just, you know, like, I'll just figure out how to make this class work. But that prerequisite,
That's something.
Okay.
And it's needed because you just need to understand the language. The language alone and then the breaking down of the language. I want to keep saying the word concepts. The different, they'll come to me in a minute. But just the language of the International Black Summit.
The distinctions.
Distinctions. Those are so powerful. And the one that stood out for me was self-generation and there's no out there. You know, just like we were talking about our spiritual garden, everything starts with you. The way you feel about something, a place, a thing, a person, I look at myself to see why am I feeling that way. What is it about me? And that concept just blew me away. That distinction blew me away. And I've been thinking about that ever since. And it really has kind of shifted my thought. Like, what's going on within me? Why am I feeling this way about this situation or this person or this thing?
That is wonderful. I mean, it's wonderful because it never stops,
right.
As long as you are present to it, and you stay present to it. It's right there, and so we are always, as we say, summit. We are always in the summit conversation. So let me just take a moment and say this is the International Black Summit Talk Show, and you're on with Jill in Atlanta and Henrietta in Chicago. We have Glenn in the chat room in Queens, New York, and in the Oxygen Room, we have Jerry from Brooklyn, New York. And somewhere out there is Takesha in Okinawa, Japan, and Claire in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. That's our team. That's our host team. And we invite you to contribute to our becoming a premium talk show, meaning that we would have space for more callers to come in. That's one of the major things that we're looking for, so that when you call, you are able to get through. And it can be any donation that you choose. Just go to blacksummit.org, and, you'll get all the information. We also invite you to take a look at the Declaration of the International Black Summit and just find yourself in that declaration. You know, it is such a wonderful piece of work that the universe gave to the people in 1991 who were at that very first summit, and we had a wonderful opportunity to meet a lot of those people this year in Baltimore, and we're very thankful. And actually, one of our talk show hosts is one of the originators. Glenn has been there since the onset, so we acknowledge the people who originated, the International Black Summit, and we acknowledge them and thank God for them and the work that they did, not knowing 20 years later, what we would be doing. But join us in Baltimore also the weekend of October 8th and get in the prerequisite. You will never be the same. And the leadership and the facilitators meet also in Baltimore that weekend in October. So let's do a check-in to see, if there's anybody. In the oxygen room, maybe, who might want to share?
Anybody want to share a thought or comment? Well, still empty, back at you.
Okay, so that there's a distinction. Gio, remember this one, listening. listening, you know, and I can remember, you know, like on when I used to do talk radio on, you know, like that wasn't internet on the radio. It would always be, you know, there would be something if people didn't call in. I didn't really understand listening, you know, and listening is you know, is just as great as sharing.
That's
so one of the one of the distinctions, and so it doesn't, you know, we're like all good when people don't want to share because we know they are listening, and because we we understand oneness in our spirituality. We know that when anybody is talking, everybody is talking, and they can, you know, a person can listen so that they can hear what it is that they need to hear, and they don't always have to speak. So that's, you know, one of the distinctions that you will get when you go into the prerequisite for the International Black Summit.
Okay.
Let's check in with Glenn to see, you know, the chat room or if anybody's on the switchboard who might want to share.
We have no hands up, and the switchboard is clear, but I wanted to share something. You know, the
book
that you just talked about really for me is symbolizes the winter, you know, the listening, the quieting, the resting, the allowing yourself to take a rest, but still listening for what life is speaking to you. Because you're spoken to a particular way. Because sometimes the winter is very long and arduous, and sometimes it's short, and then you get these hot days in the winter where, as a garden, you begin to kind of get a false sense of spring and begin to sprout up, and then the cold weather comes back, and then you have to kind of suppress it again. So life is the ebb and flow, and the listening for what life is bringing with you. And you've also got the conversation that we happen to be in this year, which is, you know, being with life as it's occurring.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, you know, it's like when I'm listening, I love listening to Glenn, you know, speak the language of Jerry says, you know, because it is, and I was thinking as he was speaking in Chicago, you know, we have wonderful winters, winters, and, you know, like I was saying last week, sometimes the, you know, the leaves have just started to fall, and then the snow comes. The first snow comes, and you don't even get a chance to rake the leaves. You know, as a child, you know, raking the leaves, oh, God, that was so much fun. You know, and everybody on the block, you know, like, would rake the leaves and who could do it the best. And, you know, it was like we make fun out of all of it. But then, you know, as you get to really get into what goes on, sometimes the snow comes before you get a chance to rake the leaves. And as we explained as our master gardener last week and our organic gardener explained to us that sometimes the leaves are the food that the ground needs for the winter, you know. It's that covering. So, you know, once again, spiritually, when I think about that, I think about the things that have appeared to fall, that have fallen from us, the things that we may not do anymore. Kind of, it looks like we've kind of let go of them, but they're kind of covering us. You know, those states or stages of consciousness that we go through, that we kind of put to the side, but they're not really gone. You know, they're just kind of in the background. You know, that's one thing I thought about. And then I thought when Glenn was talking, you know, in Chicago, we had our first 50-degree night Friday. I think it was Friday night. And so, you know, it was like, okay, church is out. You know, summer is over. But just like, you know, and so everybody was, okay, get the bed spreads and get your jacket and whatever, you know. And then today it was 80, you know. And so it's like being with what is, you know. Yeah, the nights are getting cooler, but the days are still very warm, you know. And whatever it is, be with it. You know, just be with it and enjoy it. And don't complain about it. If you have to put on a jacket, put on a jacket. If you have to get a spread for your bed, get a spread for your bed and just be with it. You know, I love this declaration that we have this year. You know, just be with it.
I like the part when you said as far as the leaves falling from the tree, and that's like us letting go of negativity and things from us just falling. Away from us, and that could be, I took that as just
has arrived.
I took that as, you know, sometimes it's just people, you might be friends, that you might realize, okay, this is, you know, these people aren't, you know, good for me in this moment. I might be letting go of friends. It's just, of a job that's unhealthy, letting go of a negative thought that you've been holding on to for years. I just took that as, and I just learned something from you, and got just the importance of letting things go and being okay with letting them go.
Mm-hmm. Being okay with it.
Hold on. Yeah, sometimes it's comfortable to hold on to something because we might not know how to be if we don't have that thought, or it's kind of like it's fuel the fire in us or something. But just letting go, and it's simple. It's such a simple concept. We are, you know, as individuals, you know, we or I can make it hard on myself.
Mm-hmm. That's really who we're hard on, you know.
Right,
really. I mean, it may look like we're being hard on somebody else, but it's really that we're hard on ourselves. You know, that's really what it is. Yeah, but that, I like the way you state that. Is somebody else trying to speak?
Yeah, this is Glenn. One of the other things about the leaves and being able to let go, to also leaves are the nurturing for the next set of growth. So they become fertilizer. So the letting go is not just the letting go, but it actually can be used to further the next growth.
Right.
So that's something else to also look at. You know, you let go of that person, that job, that thing that's not working for you, and use it to spur the next set of growth of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Almost like closing a door and opening to open another door, or to open a door.
Sure. Absolutely.
I like that. And Glenn, you mentioned allowing self to take a rest. That's a big one. You know, a lot of times I feel like if I'm not going and doing, I'm not.
Has left the conference.
I'm not. What is it? Making things happen. It's just, you know, if I sit down and rest, I feel guilty. And this whole thing being with what is. If I'm tired, I need to understand I am tired, and it's okay if I sit down and rest. I don't have to keep going. So when you said allowing, like you allow the garden in the wintertime to rest. You have to allow yourself to rest as well, to see if you can get rejuvenated again.
Well, you know, one of the great things about a garden is that that when you are tired, even though there may be work to be done, sometimes what you want to do is to sit in the garden and look and just listen and see what needs to be done next. So rather than just going out and doing, because there's always something to do in a garden. just like our spiritual, you know, our spiritual life, there's always something next to do, but sometimes taking a quiet moment to think about it and to look and to notice what's there and plan for what's next rather than just doing next because you already think you know what next is.
Right.
Yeah, and that's interesting as well, that we think we know what next is, and we so often we will choose what's next, and then something else shows up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we think we've got it, we think, you know, it's what needs to be.
Right.
And then just as we take that step toward it, something else shows up. And, you know, like the universe kind of tells us what next is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have a caller with a hand up. You'd like to put him on there?
Okay.
Sure.
Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. I think that might be Shakesha calling in from Okinawa.
Yes, it's Shakesha calling in from Asia. How's everybody?
Hey,
hi,
hi, Shakesha.
Yes, I've just been listening to the show, and I just love this comparison between the physical garden and my spiritual garden. And what I've been noticing for myself is the thing about the soil that you sit in. So when you're planting things, like I said, I'm not a big-time gardener, so I still think about planting in containers. And I know how they say sometimes you need to take the plant out of that dirt and kind of like to shake the roots a little and repot it. I think Lynn talked about last time putting in new soil. And I think about myself in that, you know, I travel, so I'm on different soil a lot. And I noticed when I went to New Orleans back in 2009, it was like I was in a new pot, in new soil. And I noticed how my roots just got stronger and deeper from the richness of that soil. So, you know, I just see these similarities. And the other one I saw for myself is just being here in Okinawa, it's quiet. And I just so feel myself pulling in my spiritualness, pulling in the energy of the place that I'm in. Like, you know, I can feel the, I think the master gardener last week talked about the electricity, like when a plant's outside, that they actually get, like, different charges. And I know being here in Okinawa, I can feel that. I can feel that physicalness from the environment. So I'm just loving the show. You know, it's just so stimulating.
Thank you, Ms. Keisha.
Yeah. I always love Shakesha, you know, love when she calls in because, again, she is always on different soil, you know, and it's, you know, it's just really interesting. It's really interesting. That's another wonderful thing about the International Black Summit is that the technology that's used in the summit allows us to connect to each other all over the world. And we, you know, we talk to Shakesha as much as we talk to anybody else. And she always has these wonderful stories, you know, these wonderful stories to share with us about where she is. And, you know, it's like where she is in consciousness, not just where she physically is, but where she is in consciousness is always very interesting. And then we get to see where we are, you know, a lot of times through, you know, when somebody else shares where they are. So once again, I invite you, we invite you to go to our website, blacksummit.org. www.theblackfeminist.org and look at the Declaration of the International Black Summit. Find your place in that declaration. Join us in Baltimore in October, the weekend of the 8th, and do a prerequisite. Learn the language, learn the distinctions. Join us every Sunday, the same time, 5 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Central time, 8 p.m. Eastern time. And it's the next day in Okinawa. It's probably morning time. And the next day, like it's the 12th year, it's probably the morning of the 13th or something there. But just join us wherever you are. And tell other people, send your friends an email all over the world and let them know they can listen to us, because this show is archived. So you can just go in and put in the date, go to Blog Talk Radio, which is one way you can do it. BlogTalkRadio.com, and you can, put in the, you can put in, International Black Summit talk show and put in the date and the time, and you can listen to the show, or you can just go to our website, and it always has the most recent show, and you can just click on and listen to it. So please let your friends and your family members know that even though they weren't on live with us, that they can, still listen to the show whenever it's convenient for them, and then they can join us at the proper time next Sunday. We also have the oxygen room every Sunday when we complete this call, because sometimes the call just, we're just really not ready to end it. So we move over to the oxygen room, and where we can breathe, we say, and that's what Jerry is hosting right now. And Jerry, will you give us the number to the oxygen room, and this will begin immediately after this show ends, which is in about 8 minutes. You dial the number, you dial the access code, and then we can continue this conversation that we're in. Jerry.
Okay. The oxygen room is from 9 o'clock to 9:30. The number is 218-862-6420. Access number is 797-4834#.
Okay. Thank you very much. And that's 9 o'clock Eastern time. He's saying it's 8 o'clock Central time and 6 o'clock Pacific time. So it's for 30 minutes. It's only 30 minutes. So we just get in there and finish this conversation. Glenn, did I hear you?
Yes, we've got two callers. Callers, if you'd like to speak, press one, and you'll be recognized, and we'll bring you on the air. We've got area code 323 and the 757 area code. So if you'd like to, if you have a comment or a question or anything that you'd like to share, just press one, and we'll recognize you and bring you into the call. Back to you.
Okay. Okay. There's also a chat room if you're on Blog Talk listening via the Internet, or you can shoot us an email for shows that you would like us to do. If you have ideas about shows that you would like to hear, just send us an email either through Blog Talk or through our website, blacksummit.org, and let us know of some of the programs that you would like to hear, some of the topics you would like us to discuss.
Henrietta, we have a hand that just went up. Let me put them on the air. Go ahead, call the 757. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Althea Donnelly, and I'm from New York, and I've been living in Virginia for about almost eight years. And I've been listening to the conversation, and I love the analogy of the spiritual, comparing the spiritual to self. And it just brought something to mind for me when I was listening, that I have a garden now, and I'm not a gardener because I'm a New Yorker, so I grew up in a project. I lived in a tall building, so I never had a garden. And the last 4 years, I've had a garden. And yesterday, I went into my garden, and because the weeds were driving me crazy. They were all around the plant, wrapped all around the plants, and I pulled out all the weeds. And in listening to the conversation, I realized, like, weeds, sometimes they look pretty, but they're just weeds. And I was thinking about, there are things in, you know, things in my life that I don't, like, and I compared the weeds to things about myself that I don't like, things in my life that I don't like, and to take out those ugly things. And when I looked at, after I took out the weeds and I looked at my garden, I was satisfied again. And it's the same thing with stuff in my life, you know, take out the ugly stuff or the ugly ways of being. And I look at myself and I say, okay, I like that part of myself. I like that part of myself. No, I don't like that part of myself. I don't like what's going on here. And I and so this conversation is really, really rich as far as I'm concerned, because it really has me go deeper into who I am, comparing myself to the soil. So thank you so much for this conversation.
Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you so much. Right. And I just want to acknowledge Jill, because somewhere, I don't exactly know how it happened, but, you know, that it came up that we needed to continue from last week. So thank you so much for that comment, you know, and Jill, thank you, acknowledgement to you for having us do it.
Thank you.
And thank you, caller, for that. We appreciate that. Are there any other announcements that we need to make? We have about 3 minutes left. Okay, could we have the, Jerry, one more time, please, the number for the oxygen room?
The oxygen room number is 218-862-6420. Access number is 797-4834 pound.
Okay. Great, Jill. Do you have any final comments?
No. Well, no, I don't have any announcements, but I just want to say I just this conversation, it was really just to hear what others had to share in regards to their spiritual garden and their just their what's going on within themselves. And I truly enjoyed it. And as always, I learned something from everyone that that had something to share. And I just truly appreciate you all, and just for allowing the space for people to come in and share.
I have one more announcement. It'd be quick. Let's not forget about the ones that got perished September 11th. May the prayers be with the family, the ones who lost ones of 9 years ago, and let it be known that we are still God's children, and we need to love each other, no matter what background we come from, no matter what religion we from.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you so much for reminding us. Thank you. And we never, ever want to forget that, you know, and understand, even with that, how they paved the way for us to be at another level of safety, you know, awareness of the safety, you know, that's required, and, you know, in the universe at times. And so thank you, Jerry, for that reminder. Appreciate it. Well, this has been wonderful. As soon as we hang up here, we're going to the oxygen room, so please join us. Don't forget Baltimore, the weekend of October 8th. Don't forget BlackSummer.org is our website. Don't forget to email your family and friends and have them listen to this show archive. Go to blogtalkradio.com, you know, and they can listen to it as many times as they want. They can even put it on their iPods and their MP3 players. You know, love to Clara, wherever she is. You know, thank you, Glenn, for doing the chat room and the switchboard, and thanks to Jerry in the oxygen room and to our callers. And Gio, see, it's over.
Now she's done her she's hosted her show, and I think she did an excellent job, and I know you would all agree.
Welcome to the family.
You know, so you're look now you're in it. You jumped in with both feet. So we're
you
happy.
Took
so
my
happy
nap.
Right. We love everyone. We bless everyone. We thank God for everyone. And just pay attention to your spiritual gardens and think of yourself in that way. And remember, our declaration is be with what is.
Mm-hmm.
Good night and God bless. See you in the oxygen room.
Thanks.
Okay. Right here in the oxygen room. Yes. This is Tricacia. Welcome.